Oh, this is what I get to do with Dad, huh?
Hello there, handsome. Looks like you finally came back. I know you usually come on Monday nights, but all of the other days where I'm waiting for you, they feel so excruciating. Oh, really? I mean it. You are my favorite regular by far. Thank you. Thank you. Monday's fast becoming my favorite day of the week, so I thought I would, you know, dress up a little bit nicer. Just for you. I might have sprayed a little Chanel too while I was at it. I mean, you say you're not a perfume guy, but the last time I wore this, you were absolutely feral. You look so stressed. Did something happen this week, or? Ah, the wife. Is it me, or have you guys been fighting a whole lot more lately? No, but like, you always do complain about her. I mean, I think the entire time I've known you, you've always said something negative about your wife, and it just gets me because you try so hard to keep it together. You try so hard to give her a lifestyle that she would enjoy, where she doesn't have to worry about anything, and yet she doesn't appreciate you. I mean, a man has needs too, doesn't he? Think back. When was the last time you two shared a bed? Shared a kiss? Intimate eye contact? It's been a while, right? Exactly. This is clearly a case of a man who's overworked, underappreciated, and underfucked. You know the rules. No phones allowed. Why don't you take a seat right here on this bed? There you go. And for one night, let me help you forget. Just focus on the sensation of my lips against your ear, kissing down the shell of it, down to your earlobe, down your neck, tracing the side of your jaw, placing my lips on your Adam's apple. Of course I know what you like by now. You know, since you're here, we can skip all pretenses and I can call you Daddy again, right? You're the best. You know, I was saving a little bit of surprise for the next time I'd see you. No, it's nothing like that. It's just, you know, you've been having a bit of a hard time lately, and I thought that this might make you feel better. Now hang on one second, I'll be right back. Okay, sorry I took so long. What is with that look? Yeah, you're right. They are handcuffs. I thought we could have some fun with these. No, they're not for you. Actually, they're for me. I don't want you to think tonight. I want you to do whatever you feel you have to get out of your system. Even if it means you have to completely fuck me into the mattress. As long as I have these handcuffs on and it's just you and me, you can do whatever you want to me, Daddy. Of course I'll be a good girl for you. What do you want me to do? I don't get your cock just yet? Come on. You know that's my favorite part. Okay. If sucking on your fingers will make you happy, then I'll do it. Do you like that, Daddy? I've been dreaming about your fat cock and taking it to the very back of my throat. What's wrong? I could have gone for at least another 2 or 3 minutes. Oh, I guess you can't wait, huh? Hearing me describe what I want to do to you got you all hot and bothered? Well, I don't mind taking care of that. Especially because I can see the way you're throbbing. Oh. Your cock really good, didn't I? I deserve a reward, don't I? You want me to open my mouth for you? Okay. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for your spit. You'll only give me your cock on one condition. Oh, come on. What condition is that? You want me to play with my clit? But I'm in handcuffs. How am I supposed to? Okay. But just because I really, really, really badly want to be filmed by you. So fucking badly. Please. Yeah, I'll do little circles. I'll do little circles just like this. Like this. Yeah. Force for you. Okay, like this.
It's
good girl. Please, please don't stop. Please don't stop. Go for round two. I'm still really sensitive and
like that, I'm gonna come. Oh my god. Oh my
quick. Yeah, it's me. I'm sorry, I didn't know why you were getting so distant lately, so I followed you here one night and I saw your name on the register. So I decided to take a job here, you know, see what it was all about, see what kept you coming back. So basically, every time you've come here in the last 6 months, you've actually been requesting me. Monday nights, remember? I bet you never expected your wife, of all people, to be the hooker you were sleeping with all this time. Yeah, I mean, I knew it was you, but I had no idea you complained about me so much, so. Well, I guess this is another thing to add to couples therapy, yeah? Oh, shit, what time is it? Shit, I have another client. Yeah, what, you think you're the only one who's been making appointments with me? Look, just go get your shit and go home, okay? We'll talk more about this later. I don't know, I might be back at 4 or 5 a.m. if I'm lucky. Just don't wait up.